الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قام الله تبارك وتعالى على أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before the actual talk which we have wished to discuss, by way of introduction, and which is a great ibadat of the day of Jumu'ah, is to read Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi. What greater proof and what greater show of the importance, the virtues of it can be when Allah Ta'ala Himself has mentioned it in the Quran Sharif. And not only that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it, but Allah has declared that Allah Himself is also sending Durood. So what can be a greater ibadah? Allah does not make namaz, Allah does not keep roza, hajj, but durood Allah Ta'ala says. Of course, not as ibadah. Allah is showering His mercies on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all the time. Allah is raising the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all the time. وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ And all the malaika, the angels are also sending durood sharif, and all the time. So when Allah and His malaika are sending durood, and all the time they are sending, then how great is not the ibadat of durood sharif. Then Allah commands the believers, you also وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا And send durood with love and in abundance and with passion, with feeling, send your durood and your salam. May Allah give us tawfiq to increase our durood on Jumu'ah. Every day we should read Jumu'ah, we should increase our durood sharif. It is a special ibadat of Jumu'ah and a special ibadat of Madinatul Munawwara. When we are in Medina Sharif, also we should increase tremendously our durood sharif. In fact, all our other wazifas completed, we got no worldly work when we are in Medina Sharif, the balance of the time should be spent in durood sharif. It comes in the hadith sharif that the person closest to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah is the person who read the most durood sharif. Everyone has got the option. Whoever wants to be the closest to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read more durood sharif. There is nothing stopping us. We don't have to qualify for anything. It is up to us how much we do it. And being close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ulama have explained three meanings. One is to be physically, bodily close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who wouldn't love that? Whoever will read more durood will be more closer to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. The second meaning is that person will get the most love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam who reads the most durood. And the third meaning, that person will get the most intercession, shafa'at, sifarish of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam who reads the most durood. May Allah give us tawfiq. The ayat that I recited, first of all we should understand these are the words of Allah Rabbul Izzah. We should just place in our mind who Allah is. We cannot ever fathom, explain, understand Allah in His entity, in His completeness. Allah is too great, far beyond us. As the poet says, Tu mere dil mein aata hai, meri samajh mein nahi aata. You come in my heart, I believe in you, Ya Allah. But I can't fathom you. I can't recognize you. Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifati. So you may samajh kya, ye tere pehchaan hai. This I understood is your recognition that we cannot completely encompass you. However, Allah tabaraka ta'ala wants some way to understand Allah ta'ala is khaliqus samawati wal ard, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Imagine Allah, the sky has been created by Allah. This vast earth has been created by Allah. The mountains, the seas, what big mountains, the seas, Allahu Akbar. Who can control the seas? Nobody. The tsunami that came a few years ago is just one small bit of Allah's Qudra. The man was left totally helpless. He couldn't do a thing in front of him. Any tornado that comes, anything, all this is that in the Qudra, the armies of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Khalaq-e-Azim, such a great creator who has created all this. Khalaq-e-Azim, full knowledge. Allah didn't have to give this to an architect, to a draftsman, draft the plans, I want to make this. Or the engineer, that how much load this can carry, how will this be? With one command of Allah, how great is not Allah Ta'ala. And not only that Allah has created all this, Allah Ta'ala is mudabbiru samawati wal ardh. The whole infrastructure is not of any government, it's not of any company, any shop or anything. It is Allah alone who is the, all this infrastructure, and every split second it is fully in the control of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is wa ilayhi yarja'ul amru kullu, everything will return to Allah. So how great, these are the words of Allah. Then these are the words in the Qur'an Sharif. What a great kitab, the Qur'an Sharif. The kitab that for, not 1400 years, we got the Qur'an for 1400 years. But the Qur'an is a sifat of Allah, it has been since ever. Not, there hasn't come a change in the slightest zabar, zair, in any letter, any vowel of the Qur'an Sharif. Perfect as it is, it has stayed. The theories of scientists, of philosophers, change by the day, change by the hour. But Allah's, what Allah has declared, is so absolute. In the Qur'an Sharif Allah has stated. Then Allah Ta'ala has stated it with the word Qad. Qad means definite, undoubtedly. When Allah is so great, without the word definite, it is enough for us to convert. When it's a thing, an ayat of the Qur'an, an injunction, a law of the Qur'an Sharif, there is no doubt for a believer. But yet Allah said, Qad, undoubtedly. Aflaha, in the past tense. Something that is going to happen, we can be sure it's going to happen. It might not happen. We don't know the future. But what has happened, has happened. That cannot be changed. Allah has put it in the past tense to tell us how definite, how sure this command is. So we should keep in mind, it's the words of Allah who is so great. And it has come in the Quran Sharif. And Allah has stressed it with the word Qad, definitely. And Allah has put it in the past tense. The word, the verb Allah has used, aflaha. Aflaha, success. There are many other words in the Arabic language also to denote success. Synonyms, many words with the same meaning. But every word has got a shade of difference in meaning. There is some little difference, though generally we'll say the same meaning, but there is some difference. The word aflaha is every type of success, of deen, of dunya, of akhirat. In dunya, every type of success, whether it's to do with our finances, whether it has to do with our health, whether it has to do with our domestic affairs, whatever you can think of, all types of success is included in the word falah. So Allah has declared that person has undoubtedly, definitely become successful. This should arouse anxiety, inquisitive in us. What is this? Who is that person that has acquired every type of success? Then Allah Ta'ala says, man tazakka, that person who has made tazkiyah of his man tazakka, a person who has gained purity of his soul, of his nafs, he has purified his nafs, he has cleansed his nafs. That person, Allah, so great, so high, and in the Quran says, and with absolute certainty, and as though it has already happened in the past, and Allah says that person has become successful in every way. A person who has acquired the zikiyah, purity of the nafs, he has cleansed his nafs. What is this purity of the nafs? As far as his aqidah, beliefs are concerned, he has got all correct beliefs. He believes totally in the oneness of Allah. That is, there is no trinity in his beliefs. He doesn't believe in ancestors, that the grave people of the grave control his life. They can do things for him.
If that is not in his life, he doesn't believe that Allah Ta'ala needs our help to do his things, that we have to open a shop, then Allah will give rosy. Allah gives rosy with the shop, without the shop. Allah is not in need of any Nabi also, of any Wali, of any Farishta, angel. Allah is absolute. So our aqaid must be 100% complete. That the deen which Allah had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam declared, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. That which I am on, that is, Ma ana alayhi. That is the sunnah of Nabi. That deen in which is the complete sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Wa ashabi, and my sahaba, which we call today the madhab of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is the perfect madhab which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. And in our context, the Indian context, that Allah associated us with ulama-i Deoband. And these are those people that we don't have to say that they are great people. In fact, it is our great failure and our great weakness that we did not proclaim in front of the people of the world that the ulama of Deoband are the people of the true Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in our context. Every country there are people of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, whether it's Malaysia, whether it's Indonesia, whether it's Malawi, whether it's Sudan, the whole world, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah are there. And it is so clearly proven today in front of our eyes how many Darul Ulooms in our country. And students from how many countries are coming. And all the students who are coming are all Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They are not any Shias, they are not any Barelwis, they are not any Salafis, they are all Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So this, and Allah has joined us with this correct beliefs. And then again, just imagine what was our duty to do to show the people of the world who the ulama of Deoband are. We failed in it. But the Arab ulama, Sheikh Muhyiddin, who is in Medina Sharif, who is the son of Sheikh Muhammad Awama, the conference we had recently in Azadgarh, when I had doubts about hosting the conference, but when he explained to me this point, that my purpose and object is to show the world, and especially the Arab ulama, who Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, Qasimul Ulum wal Khairat, who he was, and what he stood for, and the ulama of Deoband stand for. And they are more convinced, unfortunately, than us, the Arab ulama of Medina Sharif. They are not Salafis of these people, so staunch of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that he hosted this whole big conference. And we should read the report, how the Arab ulama was so impressed with all this. And not only that, many of us will be still remembering Maulana Ismail Abdul Razzaq, Rahmatullah Ali, who was in Ladysmith, and for a long time spent his life in Lorium in Pretoria. And he was politically also involved, and he had to leave the country. He was in Azhar, in Cairo. For about 15 years, he was a lecturer at Azhar. And those who knew him from a little bit closer will know that he was quite liberal, free-thinking, easy-going. But he told me personally about 6 months before he passed away that I've seen all the Arab ulama. He was in Azhar. The ulama of Saudi, of Jordan, of Morocco, all the Arab ulama. And he studied in Deoband. He says, what I have seen in the ulama of Deoband, these people do not possess even a fraction of that. And then he clarified more generally, many of our ulama accept this, but they say as far as taqwa is concerned, as far as ikhlas is concerned, but as far as knowledge, he said that the people normally say Arab ulama have got more knowledge. He said, as far as ilm also is concerned, they don't possess one fraction of what our ulama, as far as akhlaq. So these are the ulama that Allah has attached us to. So how much sugar shouldn't we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Anyway, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that all those people have gained complete purity. Firstly, as far as our aqaid, Allah has blessed us with these correct aqaid. No matter how much shukr we make, it's not enough.
And it is not my and your duty, it is our great ulama. What sacrifices they went to. Whether it was Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji Rahmatullah Ali, whether it was Maulana Qasim Sima Rahmatullah Ali, these people had to go through what and what, when the correct aqidahs came to us. They had to hear so much from people, they had to go through so much difficulties. Today, alhamdulillah, we are freely making ibadah. Those days it was completely different and they had to go through lot of problems. My Ustad, Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi Rahmatullah Ali, first came to Durban. But the pressure was so much he couldn't take it. He went away to Joburg then. So much the pressure, and these people went through this and today they have given us the correct aqidah on the plate. The second, our tazkiyah and purification must be as far as our ibadat is concerned. Our ibadat also must be correct. That is our five times namaz. And that also, we just take it for granted. Who taught us to make wudu? Yeah, so Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes that on one of his sabr, one old lady became bayat to Maulana. And total ignorance. So Hazrat taught her how to make wudu, how to make namaz, told her five times namaz. After about a year or so, Maulana went on his safar again and he asked, how are you, Barihi? You making your namaz? Yes. You making wudu? Yes, that same wudu you taught me. I'm still with that wudu, I'm carrying on 1 year's namaz. So who taught us our wudu? We just take it for granted. That maktab, the first when we went, our mother, or we went to the madrasa, that ustad who taught us alif ba ta ta. Without that we shouldn't be able to read Quran Sharif. We shouldn't be able to read Arabic. Our ulama shouldn't have studied, shouldn't have become ulama, shouldn't have become Shaykhul Hadith and Shaykhul Tafsir without them. So always appreciate. They gave us our ibadah. They taught us how to make namaz. They taught us how to make wudu. We go for Hajj Umrah. We just take it for granted. It is all their efforts that today we have got everything on the plate. Then also what we are neglectful greatly is our mu'amalat, our business dealings. That also we should call. We take it as though Islam hasn't taught us anything how to do about business dealings. It's a major part of our deen. And then our mu'ashara, our social behavior, how we behave at home with our neighbors when we come to the masjid. The parking of the car also Islam has taught us. Every detail. One person came in with it, came for his Islam, to Thana Bhavan, to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. The porter was carrying his goods for him and they came and very eagerly he went and meet Maulana, so happy to meet my Shaykh and pray. Hazrat stopped him. First let the porter take off his goods from his shoulder. You paid him to bring the goods till here, you didn't pay him to still carry the goods while you coming to meet me. Imagine these fine points are also absolutely essential in our mu'ashara, fulfilling that. So this is what is called tazkiyah. And this Allah gave us in this month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala told us, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you acquire this tazkiyah. That was the first verse. If we spend our Ramadan correctly and keeping roza, fasting is not only the fasting with niyyah of staying away from food and drink and our sexual desires of our wives, but fasting means kutiba alaykum as-siyam on every part of your body for a roza was made for us. If we did not keep roza of the eyes, we didn't look at our wife with lust, but we were looking at other women with lust. On the street, in the workplace, the customers that came, the ladies that are working with us, we look at them with lust. Then that roza was not a complete proper roza. If we did not speak wrong, haram things with the wife, not haram, halal, to tell your wife I love you, etc. But Ramzan, no, I can't do all this. But with other women you go and flirt around. Hey, with haram, you got halal pies and samosas in your fridge. But you say, I'm keeping roza, fasting, I can't eat, I've got roza. From halal you stay away, and then you will eat haram. The example of this, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali gives, which he calls kilabi taqwa. Taqwa or withdrawal. What is that taqwa? When a dog wants to urinate, it lifts up its leg very high. So it mustn't get napa. The drops of urine mustn't fall. So much taqwa the dog. But after that, it goes and eats dirty, filthy things. So we stay away from halal and we go and eat haram. So that kind of a roza, we don't get that risk. So we have to learn to keep the roza properly. Roza of the ears, that we don't listen to music, we don't listen to bad biting, we don't listen to people swearing, we don't swear, etc. ourselves, all that. Roza of the heart and mind, that we don't think of people. Today a person, how many people in roza still going on the filth on the internet? How many people who don't go on the internet, but the internet of the heart, for which you don't even need a battery, you don't need airtime, and you open any scene, and people in Africa, and you open the scene, what kind of a roza is that? So this tazkiyah, this Allah gave us in this month of Ramadan, for those who kept their rozas in the proper way. And then after all this, that they don't have a holier than thou attitude, that I kept my rozas like that. You people hardly know what is a roza. No, they feel themselves one of the Muslimin. I'm just an ordinary Muslim also. No pride came in that. That I made my whole 30 days, 29 days, 20 rakats of Taraweeh. I made so many khatams of Quran. I kept my, no pride comes in that. But they beg of Allah Ta'ala, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At the time of Tahajjud, they crying to Allah, please accept our ibadah. We couldn't do it as it was. Those people who did it, they have got this tazkiyah. And a vital ingredient for this tazkiyah, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. They've made the zikr of the name of Allah. In the Quran, it comes, اُذْكُرُ اللَّهُ, which is remember Allah. And in, like in this ayat and many other ayats, Allah didn't say, remember me, remember my name, which we call the zikr commonly, which is done. To repeat and zikr in tafsir of Mujaddid Al-Fisani, rahmatullah alayhi, he has written, what is zikr? To repeat. So to repeat, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Allah, Allah, Allah. And we have to learn how to make zikr. What we should make, murataba we should take. So that people who made the zikr, they will gain this purity. It comes in the hadith sharif, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ تِقَارًا. Everything has got a cleanser and a polisher. If you want to clean your toilet, you don't use dishwasher soap. You don't use washing machine to wash your clothes, that powder. There is a separate cleaner to clean your toilet. You want to wash your clothes, you don't put dishwasher cleanser in there. You want to wash your dishes, you don't put the washing soap for your clothes in your dishwasher. Everything has got a different cleanser. Your car you clean is a different cleanser. Everything. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it clear, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ تِقَارًا. Everything has got a different cleanser and a polisher. What the qalatul qalb and the cleanser and the polisher of the heart, dhikrullah, is the zikr of Allah. If we're making zikr and learning how to make zikr, then we will make our zikr and we will see it will purify Allah. And this tazkiyah, Allah gave us Ramzan, roza also. And there was zikr also. And one of the greatest zikr is tilawat of Quran. We should consider and ask ourselves, how many khatams did we make? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, the minimum recitation of Quran Sharif for a Muslim is two khatams in a year. From which it appears one khatam in the month of Ramadan, which is the practice ma'mool of the whole ummah, at least one khatam. And one khatam in the balance of the year. But many, many of us, unfortunately, we're not making one khatam okay in the month of Ramadan. How many of us? There is a very, very great weakness. The Quran Sharif is a kitab that will purify you. It will give you the closeness of Allah. You will gain the marifat, recognition of without understanding it. It will raise your stages by Allah. It is the source of nur on full sirat on the day of Qiyamah. Your stages will be raised according to the recitation of Quran Sharif. And at least one khatam in 30 days, 29, 30 days, and at least minimum one khatam for the rest of the year. A hafiz should make every month khatam. And a non-half is at least one khatam in the whole year. Let us do this. Where Allah has promised tazkiyah for these people. So, وَذَكَرْ أَسْمَ رَبِّهِ And then, now, فَصَلَّ They perform namaz now. And this namaz, Dawah Salat now, after you have gained purity, then see the value of that namaz. One roza, for example, is to stay hungry, which comes in the hadith. There are many people who stayed away from food and drink, from their sexual desires, then they baptized. They swore at people. They were fighting and arguing with people. It comes clearly in the hadith. They got nothing from that roza besides staying hungry. In other words, there is a difference between fasting and staying hungry. People in the jails go on hunger strike. People in other places go on hunger strike. We don't say they fasted. They went on a hunger strike. So it mustn't be we went on a 50-day hunger strike. And then on each day, one of the proofs of it is the way we go while eating on each day, that we were a hunger strike is over. If we kept roza, we would still observe the roza. But if we were on a hunger strike, then it was just a hunger strike. There is a great difference between making qurbani and slaughtering an animal to eat. There is a great difference between making namaz. One namaz, Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَّلِّينَ There is destruction. There is punishment for the people who make namaz. Which namaz? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ Those who are unmindful of their namaz. They don't make their namazes. They make it casually, only Jummah, only Maghrib, one namaz now and then. No mas, but no concentration. They are around in the whole world. Allah is saying punishment for those people. And the same namaz, which if is done properly, Allah says, فَالْأَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ That those people have gained a complete success who are mu'mineen. And one great quality in their namaz, they have got humility, humbleness, namaz of concentration and devotion. There is great success for those people. So this will happen when we make our tazkiyah and then fasallah. Now namaz is a direct connection with Allah. But Allah complains about our condition. What need has Allah got to complain? Allah is the most supreme. Allah is not in need of anyone. Nobody's ibadat Allah is in need of. Allah is not in need of anything. But Allah says, فَالْفِكِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا But you people give preference to dunya's life, to the enjoyments of dunya. How many of us, the month of Ramadan is actually a month of feasting for us. We are waiting. One wife asked her husband, newly wed, Ramzan, Aarai, roza rakhoge, aapko maalum hai, keep roza, aapko maalum hai, main diabetic ho, mujhse roza nahi rakha jata, I can't keep roza. Tarawi paroge, we'll make tarawi, aapko maalum hai, meri taange bahut dukhti hai, kaise 20 rakat ke liye khara rahunga, my legs pain, how will I stand for 20 rakats? Aur iftari karoge, haan, haan, main musalman, main koi kafir ho, aur iftari, yes, I'm ready, I'm a Muslim, how can't I make iftari? So we are ready for all the feasting. And we eat extra, we make iftari also before. When we open our roza, one, two cups of tea, how many samosas and pies. And we hardly make our maghrib because we have to go and have supper. As if we never eat enough. After tarawih, another again, whether it's desserts, whether it's fruit, whether it's savouries again. Ziri time again. In fact, many of us eat more in Ramzan, only we change the times. Whereas Roza was a month of fasting, not a month of feasting. So Allah says, but you people give preference to dunya, but to the own and higher of the dunya. And the reality and the fact is, well, akhirat khayru wabqa. Akhirat is much more superior as far as quality is concerned. And quantity also, it is forever and ever. So for that, acquire this tazkiyah, Allah Ta'ala says. Don't be short-sighted. Don't only look at your dunya, look at your eternal life of the akhirah. Yeah, little while, a student who studies at school, wherever, he has to attend classes all year. He has to do assignments, he has to do homework, he has to do studies. The teacher reprimands him, but he gains success afterwards. So also go through the process, and we will also gain that. And this success is not from class 7 to class 8. This success is the success of Jannah. Forever and ever. And then Allah says, this is not only what I am saying, it is a historical fact also. إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى. It is in the books of the previous people, Suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa. In which way hasn't Allah proven the point? So, the six rozas of Shawwal, let us keep the rozas. Don't be frightened, don't be afraid, and keep rozas, don't stay hungry also. Stay, keep rozas with the wives. Many of our women don't keep the Shawwal, the Qaza rozas of Ramzan. Years and years of rozas have piled up. Now they look at it, it's a big mountain, we don't know how to overcome it also. Keep the rozas, so encourage them also. And then, this very briefly, this war between Gaza, what we call Gaza, one great aspect which is being highlighted more, was not a war, this was the first time it wasn't a war between Israel and Palestine. And always the Arabs, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, all these countries, Egypt, supported Palestine. This was the first time openly they supported Israel. And this was a proxy war. Israel fought a war on behalf of Egypt particularly, Saudi and Jordan, against not the Palestinians, against not the people of Gaza, not against Hamas, but against proper Islam, proper Islam. This is really a war of modernist Islam, which Saudi is frightened for. Egypt is frightened, they ban the whole Muslim Brotherhood, etc. What they fear, that this true Islam, this is their problem. And they got Israel to fight this war for them. And that war is not only in Gaza, it is here in our masjid here. That war is within me. Whether I am on the side of modern Islam or the true Sunnah Islam, ma ana alihi wa ashabi. In my house, who is on the modernist side and who is on the Sunnah side of Islam? There is a war that is going on in the whole world. And each one of us must see, we want TV, Islam must permit TV. We want photography, Islam must permit photography. We want a watered down, a light Islam which suits America, which suits the Jews. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتْهُمْ. They will not be satisfied until you fully follow them. They want that Islam that you want to have Islam, keep it in your house, but not in your business. Don't show you're a Muslim. Don't keep your big beards and that. Shave off your beards if you want to keep a small fashion beard. Don't wear sunnah kurta, wear fashion kurta if you want to wear. Don't wear burqa, wear an abaya with all types of trimmings on it and all types of decoration on it. Keep the eyes also open. So that type of Islam, we have to see which side of the divide are we on. It's a very important thing. And lastly, our Haji Ibrahim and them lost their father last week. And many of us, may Allah grant all our marhumeen, Jannatul Firdaus, grant them full maghfirat. And always we should make dua and maghfirat, isali sawab for them. Each one of us, minimum, read three times full wallah. And pass to our marhumeen, our parents, our family, whoever it is, they know that you have said and they appreciate it very much. No matter what darja they got, they appreciate this because it raises their positions very, very greatly. And we should prepare for the same. We are on the same path. We are also going towards our qabr. The real purpose of life is to prepare for akhirah. The purpose of life is not to make big businesses and mansions and buildings and bank balances and properties. It is to prepare for our akhirat. May Allah give us all the tawfiq.